In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and a very warm welcome to Jamma Jam Network News, coming to you live from Tehran. Marking the birth anniversary of Hazrat Fatima Zahra, the beloved daughter of the Prophet Muhammad, leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said the 10th presidential vote was a divine miracle. The leader said the vigilant Iranian nation showed to the world that it is committed to the great ideals of founding father of the Islamic Republic, the late Imam Khomeini. Ayatollah Khamenei said Iranians proved that they take pride in defying oppressors and reclaiming their own rights. The leader said it was manifested in the decision you made on the 12th of July. Ayatollah Khamenei said the enemy is trying to stir psychological warfare and disappoint the nation, adding miraculous hands were behind Friday's vote, which registered the highest turnout in 3 decades. The leader then said the enemy is doing what it takes to divide Muslims and disintegrate the body of the Islamic world. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says the Iranian nation will stand against the enemies and will not allow them to show off. Addressing people who had gathered in Tehran's Valiasr Square to celebrate the victory of President Ahmadinejad on the 12th of June elections, the president-elect said those 40 million people who cast votes in the recent elections were the real ones who determined the fate of the elections. He then said Iran's election was the pure sample of national democracy, which witnessed an unprecedented turnout on Friday. He said now the election procedure is wrapped up. It is time for friendship and construction of the country. He further said that the Iranian nation will stay fully vigilant about the international issues. In Iran, it is the people's vote that counts. And President-elect Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said that at a press conference in Tehran. The incumbent president underlined people's vote is not hostage to political tendencies, but rather it is the manifestation of their will. The president-elect then emphasized that the Iranian nation will squarely stand against global bullying and hegemony. As for diplomatic affairs, Ahmadinejad underscored that Tehran is evaluating the standpoints of other countries over Iran's elections. Ahmadinejad added the Islamic Republic favors amicable ties with its neighbors, Arab states in particular. On nuclear issues, he said Iran is seeking international efforts for atomic disarmament and is keen to share its nuclear expertise with other countries. Iran's election office has released detailed statistics on the vote count results in all provinces, cities, and towns nationwide. In the meantime, 220 members of the Iranian parliament have thanked the nation for massive turnout for the 10th presidential polls. In a statement, the MPs reiterated that the legislative body will fully cooperate with the president-elect and his government in the national drive for progress and justice. Separately, prominent cleric Ayatollah Hossein Nouri Hamadani congratulated leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on the great election turnout of Iranians. Meanwhile, China, Syria, Turkey, Pakistan, Venezuela, South Korea, Afghanistan, Iraq, Qatar, Kuwait, the Arab League, and the Organization of the Islamic Conference have felicitated the Iranian incumbent president on his re-election to the post. Also, Lebanon's Hezbollah movement and the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood movement and the United Iraqi Alliance congratulated President Ahmadinejad on his victory in the election. Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki says no potential has been created in Lebanon thanks to the recent successful parliamentary elections. In a meeting with Lebanese Minister of State for Administrative Reform, Ibrahim Shamsuddin, the Iranian foreign minister said the Lebanese nation should use the current opportunity for opening new ways for national progress. Mottaki also referred to the offensives of the Zionist regime on Lebanon and the Gaza Strip in the previous years and said the national resistance of the Lebanese and Palestinian nations have thwarted all enemy plots for the region. He also expressed satisfaction with Lebanese development trend and said peaceful coexistence of all Lebanese parties will surely serve national interests. The Lebanese official in turn congratulated Iran on the 10th presidential election and said Iran plays a great role in regional challenges and issues related to the world of Islam. He then urged more cooperation between Iran and Lebanon. 8 people were killed and 20 others wounded in a bomb blast at a market in Dera Ismail Khan in northwest Pakistan. Militants remotely detonated explosives hidden in a rickshaw, causing chaos at the market south of the provincial capital Peshawar. The explosion came as a suspected U.S. missile had killed 3 people in the adjacent South Waziristan tribal region. More than 1,980 people have been killed in Taliban-linked attacks in Pakistan since July 2007, with nearly 170 killed since the military launched the